This is Local View's last time in September, '09. Several brief scattered items this week. Last Friday, Governor Arnold finally backed off his public posture about closing state parks in the name of saving a few bucks. He didn't go so far as to admit that it was just an idle threat in the first place, but it has been noted publicly and persuasively that it wouldn't work and wouldn't save any money anyway. Now, has anyone noticed that taking a couple days work a month away from state employees doesn't work either? I think this story comes under the category of inevitable electronic evolution. That time-honored practice of writing a check for your groceries and maybe getting a little pocket cash in the transaction is rapidly disappearing. In fact, the practice of writing a check for anything probably is disappearing as fast as daily newspapers. The Whole Foods grocery chain is floating the idea in the Bay Area to stop accepting any checks. They've already done it at a couple of stores in L.A. Retailers prefer the electronic transfer because it's cheap. Cheaper even than handling cash, and in fact, I've heard people predict that the greenback is on the way out, too. The possibilities are staggering. Imagine a world where you can't perform even the smallest, simplest transaction without a plastic card which leaves an indelible record of where you've been and what you've been doing. And personal banking will become a growth industry as the point of service fees ride the inflationary trends. Cost you a dollar just to make a two-bit purchase. Bouncing now to the Muslim world, where electronic evolution has not slowed the rapid regression of moral judgments into the Victorian era, with government edicts and draconian police power to back it up. This week it's Iran, where police in the capital city have warned shopkeepers that it's not acceptable to display mannequins wearing underwear, or even such immoral Western attire as neckties or clothes which show a woman's bust line. Electronic communication is shrinking the world, but it's shrinking a bubble around Muslim cultures, and gender is the thing which isolates them more than any other factor. And this, too, is a small world kind of story. The dateline is Hong Kong, but it's about U.S. politics. The featured speaker at a convention of more than 1,000 bankers and investors was none other than Sarah Palin. According to the Associated Press, she spoke about Afghanistan, health care, and world financial markets, particularly U.S.-China relations. She sounded knowledgeable about these topics and spoke with moderation and without once attacking the Obama administration. Never mind wondering why 1,000 businessmen in Hong Kong would be interested in what she had to say. Wonder instead, who got her this gig and where will she pop up next? Michael Moore's new film probably won't slow down the greed speed of corporate capitalism. After all, a lot of people saw Sicko, but we're no closer to having reasonable health care. But by directly naming capitalism as the culprit, Moore takes a giant step toward ending the ease with which an idea can be dismissed simply by calling it socialist or calling someone a commie. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how Fox News commentator Glenn Beck lit the match and fanned the flames which led to the resignation of White House environmental advisor Van Jones. This week, while he graces the cover of Newsweek, comes the story that Beck was about to be honored for his broadcasting achievements by his hometown, Mount Vernon, Washington, with a Glenn Beck Day, a key to the city and all that. This plan touched off a wave of protests from local citizens, a petition, a street demonstration, complaints at the city council meeting and all that. Here's what Beck said in response, quote, "I'm afraid to even land in my home state. It used to be sane in Seattle. Now you don't know some of these people in Seattle. They don't have a life. They're out hugging salmon and setting them free." Seattle is too urbane to complain about an insult from the likes of Beck, but he doesn't know half of what they're doing there. Police in Everett, just north of Seattle, busted 5 baristas at the grab-and-go espresso stand, charged them with prostitution for wearing bikinis at work and charging the customers a little extra to touch their butts and breasts while waiting for their grab-and-go cup of joe. That's Seattle. It's a caffeine-fueled crime wave. You want whipped cream with that? And that's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily order an extra shot for KVMR. It's management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@calopy.com.